You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Did you know there are about 100 billion neurons in your brain, and every one of them needs to be fed? Well, today we're going to share three of our best kid-friendly brain recipes so you can feed your kids' minds for school. Carolina, 100 billion neurons, that's about as many stars as there are in our galaxy. How do they all fit into our brain? Please help me.
We all have to have really big heads, right?
Yeah, I mean,
more
really.
Seriously. They fit in there because they're tightly packed. And the reason they can be so tightly packed is they're all carefully coated with this myelin sheath, which is insulates them so they don't zap each other, right? I mean, you have all these neurons in there transmitting message back and forth. You have water in there. That's the medium that lets the message go back and forth. And then they have to be insulated somehow so the messages don't cross back and forth. But it's the brain. It's the command center of the body. It's a wonder and a beauty in its own, and it has to be fed. You're absolutely right about that.
Well, you know, I also know that of the 100, every one of those neurons, and there are 100 billion, have 1,000 links. So they send out 100 trillion messages all the time. That's going on right while we are talking. Everyone who's listening, this is happening in your brain right this minute. And those myelin sheaths are covering what is the cell, which is filled mostly with water. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I mean, water is the medium where the electricity travels, which is basically the information signal back and forth. So, and you know, that sheath we were talking about, insulation, when you talk insulation in human body, you have to make a direct connection to fat. And that's what it is. It's mostly made out of cholesterol and fat. And that's why during the developmental ages of children, we say that getting the proper amount of fat is so important for brain development, because physically, it's the building blocks of all this intricate work that goes on inside our heads. So it's, cholesterol has a bad connotation when it relates to heart, but when it relates to the brain, it's actually a much necessary ingredient there to make things happen. Much like many other nutrients, I've said this before, the brain being the command center of our body, it's a nutrient hog, so it needs everything. It takes priority. Everything that you eat, the brain will see how it can extract and use it. Our brain itself uses about 20% of your whole body's blood. 20% of the oxygen you breathe is used for brain function. It's where everything happens. It's what directs everything to happen in our body. So it needs nutrients. It needs the correct nutrients, not only to function well, but to prevent degeneration. So I think that's why we're doing the segment, how to feed it, how to keep it healthy.
Yeah, this is serious stuff. But what you're really saying is the brain as a nutrient hog gets first dibs of whatever you eat. The brain selects what it wants, and the rest goes to the body. So it gets first dibs. So I think we've made a strong enough point to say that we need to not only be feeding ourselves as adults foods that will nourish the brain, because it never stops growing. If it's well fed, it's going to continue to perform well and continue to grow. It's when you don't feed it that you're going to get in the minus column there. So we have three kid-friendly recipes. Kids, especially as you mentioned, are growing, and their brains need food. So let's start with a bullet brain smoothie. Oh, you know what? That was made by my grandson, because we did a smoothie contest with all the grandkids. And his won. Would you tell everybody what the bullet brain smoothie is?
I love that your grandson came up with that one. It shows that he's using his brain to feed his brain. that's a smart kid.
Well, he is smart, actually.
And he likes sports too, right? I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah,
so
he's a major
he
player.
not only feeds his brain, to function thinking wise, but also so that he can perform his sports there. But Let me see. So it's a water. Go ahead, Ellen.
Well, it's water-based. I know it's. I always like smoothies to be water-based because we just told you your brain's 75% water and you don't want it to dry up. So water your brain. So I use water-based. And I know we used Greens Plus, which is a superfood powder because it's concentrated with really nutrient-dense foods that your kids wouldn't sit down and eat, but they will drink it. So he put that in. And I'm sure there are blueberries in there. And what else?
Yeah, blueberries and some other antioxidant berries are a great idea. And, you know, what you mentioned about the water base is absolutely correct because you can always do milk-based smoothies as well. But the water-based ones are going to be hydrating and are going to work directly into hydrating your brain as well as your muscles. So I love that. We also brain fuel smoothie that's very comparable, that instead of using the green powder that you mentioned, it uses spinach leaves. And spinach leaves are great for smoothies because you can pull them right out of the freezer. You can use them raw or right out of the freezer, and they help make that smoothie consistency that kids like. And that one has spinach leaves, strawberries. It has half a banana. The banana is another one that's great to use frozen or raw. Depends on if you want the smoothie to be thicker. It gives that kind of milky-like cream consistency to the smoothie. And then the last ingredient on that brain fuel that I love is the hemp hearts by Manitoba Harvest. And those are great. They're such a rich, powerful source of omega fatty acids as well as fiber and protein. So it rounds up that smoothie to being the perfect brain-fueling smoothie for your kid right before a test or in the morning before they go to school.
Yeah, they're really great, fast, and easy. And again, the kids can make them. Simple Salmon Patties is another one, Carolina, that that is Kid Critic approved. Share with everyone what's in that. And I know you have another one that you make with salmon as well.
Yeah, the simple salmon patty. So we're talking fish. We all know fish is great for heart, for example, but we forget that it's also perfect brain food. It is also rich in those omegas, so it's going to function for the brain in many different levels, and the fat going to help in that isolation that I talked about. So the simple salmon patties, simple's in the name because it's easy to make. It's not something that's going to take a heck of a lot of preparation. We can use wild salmon. You can use fresh or canned, and then you beat an egg, and you add some crunched up whole grain crackers. This is gonna be what's gonna kind of keep them together. And a little bit of fresh parsley, a dash of paprika, and some olive oil, and you make them into some patties, and they make wonderful burgers. You can pan sear them or put them on the grill. Another one that we absolutely love as brain food is our chocolate avocado pudding. And I know, you know, when kids look at this, they don't even know there's avocado in it. And avocado is another great brain food. And this is so easy. You take two medium avocados, put some vanilla extract, some cacao powder, not chocolate, but the actual powder, some honey, some coconut oil, a dash of salt, and a little bit of cinnamon. Blend it all together. It's smooth. It's just like your regular chocolate pudding, but so much better because it has all those nutrients from the avocado. So if you couldn't jot down those recipes fast enough, don't worry about it. Just look for them on our webpage, which is kidcritics.org, KIDKRITICS.org. And we have a recipe tab where you can find those and many more brain-fueling recipes. Just click on Fuel Your Dreams and click on the brain, and you'll find many different recipes. Let your child pick one out for you to try this week and make it at home. Let them be involved in the cooking too. So again, you can visit our webpage, and for more segments or more about our show, visit our show page on RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.